Hey guys, what's going on? Arthur Anthony here, back with another episode of Life Cope. Here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers. We just give advice to those that can use it. So, a lot's been going on. Still dealing with the cancer thing. Just been trying to take care of myself medically, and that's why you guys haven't heard from me as much. And from Nancy, she is really, really busy. Like, she has so many activities that she's doing, and she's doing so much good for the community right now. So that's why you're not hearing from us as much as you guys used to. So today, I'm talking about sources of certainty. When I say that, I mean, like, if you're trying to do something, if you're trying to go to, trying to get a job, or if you're trying to do something new, what kind of, what sources of certainty can help you get over that anxiety, over that feeling, having sweating palms and all that stuff, what can help you be more confident when you go in there, and then you're able to own that interview, or you're able to own that sale that you're trying to sell somebody, so the four things that really influence, that can influence you and give you more confidence and certainty that that you did kill it. And this also works for presentations as well, like if you're given a presentation in college or at your job. So the first one is your physical state. So for one, physical, if you're tired, before you go into an interview, and or you wake up late and you show up late, I mean, that in itself is probably not good. You're probably not going to get that job, and you're probably not going to do good on whatever project you are presenting. So you got to make sure that you get enough sleep, and then not only that, but you can also do meditation, before, take a deep breath. That's why you got to make sure you show up a little bit early, at least 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes early, and then, you're able to relax, calm your heart rate, and then you'll be in the best physical state for that. But that also helps, and physical state also includes your mind, because you have to calm your mind, you have to mentally prepare, even if that means, like, talking to yourself in the mirror, recording yourself so you can listen to yourself before you go in, you go to do that presentation, or you go do that interview. You got to make sure your physical and mental state are both intact and calm. Personal experience. We've all done interviews before. A lot of us have done presentations. So draw from your past experience, like, what helped you at the last time you did that? What lessons can you draw from your past experience? And also, what do you know about the company you're trying to get hired at? Or what do you know about, if you study the subject that you're presenting, there should be no doubt that you know what you're doing. And with that comes rehearsal. Are practicing what you know, and so with that experience, you can accomplish things. You can do an interview or do a presentation, easily, and so so just use your personal experience from the past, even if it wasn't good. But if it wasn't good, if you don't have a good experience from the past of doing an interview or presenting something or selling something. There's always something you can draw, always something to learn from that experience. So how they say how people say I live vicariously through you. So there's vicarious experience as well. And that's where you watch other people do what you're about to do. Like, you see, you can watch other people do an interview, watching other people do a presentation. Even if you don't know the subject, if you don't know, what the subject's about, or what you're about to present, like, you can draw from, you can listen to other people, see what they're talking about, and then some, and be able to wing it. not you shouldn't do that, but if looking at other people and seeing what they're doing and being able to use that, you know, for in that interview. Like, if a perfect example for me is, let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness, he, you know, he saw how, like, you know, the other stockbrokers and other interns with him, what they were doing. And then he decided that that's not the way I want to earn this job. You know, he went out and he pursued his bosses, and he went out and found clients, you know. And so, because that's what he saw from his bosses that made them such a success. And so, you know, and with the physical state, I remember from that movie as well, is that he, I guess the night before, he had to spend a night in jail before his interview for the internship, and then he had to run across town. And he showed up, you know, with his shirt open and everything, and paint. But, you know, because he was able to use his personal experience or whatever, and, you know, he had a little bit of time to mentally prepare. He went in there and he started the conversation, even though, you know, he didn't have a suit on, or and he wasn't dressed properly. It's just he owned that interview, and that's because of, you know, he was a salesman, and he used that past experience to be able to sell himself to those employers. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Hope you guys have a safe weekend, and I don't know when I'll be able to do another episode, but I'll try to do one at least before the end of September. Hope you guys stay well and stay safe, and remember to, you can always follow us on our social media outlets on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Under LifeCope LLC. All right, guys, stay well and stay safe.